The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday, Friday. It is the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady. There's Brett. Big Dick Toledo. And we are about to put in a half-assed holiday work day this morning because the roads are empty. I took surface streets in this morning just to, I mean, it was like a ghost town. Amazing. Love it. It's COVID. It's like when COVID was going. There was nobody on the streets. Everybody's out. Saw the news last night when I got home from CB Live and the airport. I don't know if you guys saw that. It was backed up for like,
I just saw a bunch of signs saying here's where you need to go.
Disaster.
Yeah, now they're telling you to drop them off at the train station. Don't even go to the airport.
They try that all the time. It's like, get over there on that 44th. Somebody please use the goddamn SkyTrain. That's what they're saying. We spent a lot of money on this thing. Use that. So I think they close up stuff and make it really tough on you on purpose so you start getting on that train. But SkyTrain is the one. And if you're traveling today, enjoy it. I drove by a gas station this morning, $3.83 for gas. Enjoy that as well. I will have my delicious potbelly sub or...
The president announced that yesterday.
Yeah,
that
he screwed that up. He screws up everything. He's going to release oil reserves.
What did he do now?
He said, I'm going to release some of our oil and try to ease
50 million barrels.
And immediately the OPEC people said, well, then we'll release less to counterbalance that.
Of course.
So it's the exact same amount, and now we're just going into our reserves. We're in a disaster with that kind of thing. But $4 a gallon, somebody's doing something wrong. And then you got to go back to the old, the Alaska, drill, baby, drill. It's kind of like, if it means a few otters and owls drop out for $2 a gallon, I think I'm all in. And I love animals, but we're all right. We'll just have more rodents. That's it. We're going to get rid of some owls and we'll have some more rats. That's all. Something will balance that out. Probably us with extermination. But yeah, the travel's going to suck this year. But enjoy it because you get to fly out to see that family you love so much. And then the people that come out. And the uncle who loves Fox News that shows up and starts out immediately with the Rittenhouse verdict. You're going to have a great Thanksgiving this year. It's going to be amazing. I mean, the Biden talks, Trump's still hanging around. You're going to have those clashes.
Trump said he's already had Rittenhouse come out to Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah. No, he had Rittenhouse the first weekend. It supports his base. It also ruins Thanksgiving for divided families. It used to be you'd put a flag in front of your house when you were like your house. Yeah. Packers, Bears, divided household. U of A, ASU this weekend for the territorial cap. Divided household. Now, people will kill each other. Trailer parks, bullets are going to float this weekend.
They're like, welcome to our world. Trailer parks are like,
we've been doing this for years.
Celebrate Thanksgiving properly.
Nice neighborhoods have turned into trailer park trash. Because of CNN and Fox News and whichever uncle comes from that side. You got that uncle with a ponytail. He's going to come in and talk about what he saw on the Cuomo show. And it's going to piss off the uncle with the flat top. Oh, it's great stuff. Can't wait. Potbelly sub. I'm going to get it tonight. I'm going to store it in my refrigerator. And then tomorrow, it survives in the fridge until I say it doesn't. And then Thanksgiving potbelly turkey sub goes in my mouth. I sit quietly all by myself, which is fantastic. Megan's off doing stuff with her. I don't know where she is.
I talked to my sister yesterday and asked her that question.
What?
She has her husband's relatives are all coming in.
Oh, miserable.
It's like 23.
Oh, people?
They're hosting. Yes.
Oh.
And I said, the exact question I asked was similar. How are they, what's the political?
Oh, you're done.
Everyone's pretty much equally yoked on the same.
Except one.
Yeah, there'll
be
one.
There's got to be.
There's always one.
And I knew for sure. Sometimes he probably could feel the same way, but he'll just take the other side just to do it.
Yeah. Your sister has the rose-colored glasses on, too, with the 23 people coming to her house. Trust me, you don't wear reality glasses and invite 23 people to your house.
Correct, but here's one thing she is doing smart. She's doing it in shifts. She's like, one night, this
So it's not 23 at once.
No, then the whole gathering will happen.
One night.
One time. There is one time.
The right comes over.
Right,
exactly. Night, the left comes over.
Fox night, CNN night, and then the regular.
And then there will be a melting pot eventually in that time.
Oh, you're bringing them all together.
I think so.
Nobody needs that. Nobody needs any of that. 23 people.
We're going to see that on the radio videos.
Oh, eventually it's going to be a melee. That's miserable. Yeah, to have 23 people over to your house is either showing off for something, you just bought a new something and you want everyone to see it, or you're insane. But either way.
Yeah, she's in her new house. And
she might be, it might be a little open house kind of activity.
I think so.
Okay, so maybe she's got that going. But 23 people are going to ruin that. No, thank you. No, thank you. And just for turkey, which is readily available every single day at every restaurant ever.
But they all came in, at the beginning of this week. So every night's been different,
Yeah. Awful.
Tonight, Indian food.
Oh, God. So she's, preparing a menu every day?
She's pretty much.
Or bringing it in.
They'll bring that in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What is this? We are a small world or something?
Yeah, exactly. Why is she? Why?
Last
why?
Night food now. And then she's like, I'm not doing that again.
She didn't invite you.
Well, I'm in Phoenix.
Yeah, no, but there's flights. You're more than happy to go out to Indian food night.
Yeah. I mean, I might go out.
You should fly out there. I'm becoming an Indian when it comes to Thanksgiving. I think I hate it. I the more I'm around, I just don't want to go to anybody's house. The food's good, but I eat turkey enough. I'm like, it's not that great. And all the sides, everything I like, I can have all the time. And all the stuff that's extra, I'm not a fan of. I don't know. It's Thanksgiving's kind of almost like a kid's thing to me now.
You gonna protest, have some fry bread, or what are you doing?
You know what? Maybe I might fly the flag upside down and have some fry bread in front of the house.
Yeah. I wonder how much it is that I think about it because I've gotten a couple invites and I feel the same way. I just want to stick around home.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because you never know what you're going to run into at that place.
Yeah, I'm not
the other relatives or whatever, and all of a sudden, now that person's going off down this one lane. And
yeah, I don't like going to people's houses for cooked food. That bothers me in the first place. So, I'm right out. Somebody invites me, hey, we're cooking, and I'm like, ugh. I don't know what you do with those fingers all day long. I don't know you well enough. I have to trust that, I've done stuff with you. I know it. I just don't want to know. I don't want to know that. Because my grandma scarred me when I was really young. I was probably 11, and she stayed with us. And I watched her. She was starting the early stages of some type of dementia that never really advanced, but she kind of hit a wall. And she was cooking dinner. Well, she stayed with us for 3 months one summer. And she was cooking dinner once, and it was just piling cabbage into water. And the whole kitchen stunk. And then I watched her adjust her skirt and reach up into her skirt. And I think she stuffed her thumb in her ass. She came out and smelled her own hand and went right back to cooking. And I'm like, okay. And I told my dad, I'm like, hey, no dinner for me tonight. I'm done here. I think grandma just...
the cabbage stew.
Yeah, I think grandma just gave herself a dirty Sanchez right there over by the cabbage. And I'm not interested in the food she's making. But now I'm really not interested because I think she's got crap hands. My dad got mad because it's his mother. He's like, that's my mom. And I'm like, your mom stuffed her thumb in her ass in the kitchen. Somebody needs to tell you. And she's like, and that one time she did get something and she squeezed it in between her thumbnail and her thumb. Like she did one of those squishy things. Something was in there because she gave it a squish. She gave it a squish. And I'm like, I'm not eating food anymore. I was a thin 12-year-old because grandma was cooking. That summer I ate a lot of microwaved hot dogs that I prepared for myself. So I think grandma scarred me from going to other people's houses, because I trusted grandma.
Right.
And then when I saw her behind-the-scenes activities, I'm like, ooh, this is trouble. So, thumbs and butts. Pretty much what I assume is going on. Cats and dogs at the house. Tom Wintermeyer's turkey wrapped in a towel.
Beach-towel turkey?
You just never know what people are up to, and I just don't trust people enough to go to their houses and eat. I got that. Restaurants, there's somebody you can sue. There's repercussions when they screw up. You go back, you get people fired. You can't do that at somebody's house. You just start fights. So it's best for me to stay home. I'm too weird about things. It's all me. I admit it. But I'm too weird about it. I don't want to go to your house and watch you cook something with your dirty little jerk-off hands and no health inspector nearby. That's disgusting. I don't know when the last time it is you went full fist into your wife, and you're probably doing cutesy stuff, with all the people in the house. Guys tend to want to do something to their wife, just be like, ah, wouldn't it be funny and he throws a couple digits in there and then he goes and handles the grill. No, thank you. I don't know what's going on with her. I don't know what you guys have. I don't know if you got to have some sort of a salve on there because you both got bumps. I don't know. I don't trust anyone.
You just a good salve in the gravy is not bad.
Uh-uh. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what your hands have been doing. I'm not coming to your house for food. I have that potbelly sub come there. The delicious turkey on the roasted, toasted buns. Oh, forget it. And that'll be my Thanksgiving. I've been wildly disappointed of the JFK, season of JFK. Monday was the 58th anniversary, and I saw absolutely zero, like, television about it. Over the weekend, there were a couple. And coming up, there's one I know about. And Showtime's got a little documentary, Oliver Stone, to him. But other than that, my Thanksgiving, one of the three legs I count on for Thanksgiving is getting tough to find. I might have to rely on a search to get some JFK assassination stuff going.
You could check out House of Gucci. That opens.
Nope, I'm not going to do that either. The Pacino as doing characters has been hilarious in the first. House of Gucci is not something I'm that interested in. You might watch it because it's Italians killing each other for fashion, which is pretty awesome. But yeah, Thanksgiving's just going to be a whole load of nothing, and I'm thrilled with it. People keep asking me to come to their house, too. They think I'm sad. Like, you have no idea. Like, my reclusive nature, I don't have to go anywhere. Like, we'll bring you a plate. I don't want any of it. I don't, thank you, but no. And we're going to drop it off at the door. I'm like, then I'm going to have rats and bugs. Don't do that. Don't put food on my doorstep. That's weird.
Well, that was Medea because she's invited pretty much everybody. Yeah. It's like an open house. And she's like, did you invite John? I'm like, no, because he's not going to show up. He's looking forward to this.
She told me that last night. She goes, Brett's worried because I'm inviting like orphans, anybody that doesn't have a place to go.
Yeah.
And
yep,
I'm like, and that sounds miserable.
Oh, you're telling me.
Is it going to happen at your house? Is that at your house?
Yeah.
You can come over to my house.
I might do that.
I'm putting you in another room because I don't want human contact.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, you can stay in the other room and text me if there's something good on TV.
She was saying, Brett's just really disturbed by this whole thing because he's like, how much gravy do I have to make? I need numbers.
That's what I said. Are you going to his house or what's going on? She goes, oh, no, I'm having orphan Thanksgiving. I'm like, what's that? She goes, just a bunch of people that may or may not have somewhere to go and a couple of my family. And I don't know what she's got going on. I'm like, all right.
I don't either, actually. I mean, she's just like, yeah, I invited this person. But who the hell is that?
She said,
I don't
even know. 14 people are coming.
Something like that. Oh, I'm gonna have a cauldron of gravy on the damn stove.
Now I want to come.
That's what you do. Just leave.
Because I want to come and just show up as Uncle Chris and just bomb this thing. How about that Rittenhouse thing? Just walk in with my AR-15 in hand. How about the Rittenhouse style? Ah, who am I? I'm Kyle Rittenhouse for Halloween. I know it's late.
You'd probably be okay with that.
You think the whole group's going to be all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Then I'm going to grow a quick ponytail, and I'm going to come in and talk about CNN's latest everything.
Come anything on in, soy boy.
Yes, I'll soy boy up your party.
Global warming.
Oh, I'll Gerda Thunberg your whole place. I'm coming in there with the Gerda.
I can't believe you guys are cooking on a gas grill. It's disgusting. Fracking killed my sister.
Who's the soy boy? Anyway, well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
I can't wait. I might even just stare at a television that's off. I might play some Grand Theft Auto or Red Dead Redemption. This is going to be the best Thanksgiving of all time. Just a beatdown. Just a full beatdown and a potbelly sub. That's all I'm looking forward to. I hate cranberries. I don't like any of the sides. I'm like, I think I've checked out on Thanksgiving. I like the days off.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I like. I think that's what I really like the most. I put up the Christmas tree. I don't know. I can do whatever I want. Play with the dogs. Oh, it sounds wonderful. Go to the casino. Give the Indians back a little bit. You know, that'll be good. I think we should all have to do that. All us crackers should have to go to a casino and at least put $100 in and just go, we know.
A salute.
We're kind of celebrating genocide.
Thank you.
And we understand it. We get it. This was the last time we fooled you before everything went haywire. We're sorry. When you taught us how to grow food and then we took it and then started to slaughter. We're sorry.
At least you could do is put $100 in haywire.
Yeah, you're right. I'll put $100 in haywire and we'll make this all better.
We can't stay up too late on Thanksgiving because, Black Friday, I got to prep, get to the stores early.
Are you doing anything?
No.
No, you don't go to that?
That is insane. I had a girlfriend one year. Every year it was her tradition. She'd get up at 2 in the morning. Do you want to go? No.
No.
What the hell are you waking me up for? Go back to sleep. I'm not going out there wasting 8 hours to save like $50.
Right.
I'm out.
You can get some good deals, but you have to. Sure. But the hoops you have to jump through.
Deal with the idiots.
I'll pay the extra to not tolerate those people.
The bot world has changed a lot on the people that have these bots that you're talking about, like the shoe.
Oh
guys
no! They to do the orders
on the
for them.
PlayStation.
Yeah, they've ruined.
I heard a guy that's got a bot. He says I've got picking up 60 PlayStation.
Is that Jose?
Nope.
Oh, Jose bot. Yeah.
Yeah, those
boxes. Oh, is that how they're getting those?
I think so.
Okay. And now the stores, you know, you got to pick them up at different stores, whether it's like a Target or Walmart. Yeah. You have to pick them up individually. They won't, because they're onto it. They're like,
yeah. Oh, no.
I'm picking up six PlayStations.
Joey Caliendo had the bots for the shoes, and he started to have them sent to my house because they were onto him.
Yep.
Like all the same shoes are being delivered to the same address. So me and a friend of him, his, would get like shoes delivered, and then he'd come pick them up.
Did he give you a cut?
No, I just left him on the porch. Man. I should have.
This guy pays.
You got to get some vig on that.
I should have.
High school kids to pick him up.
Yeah.
And they get paid basically $100 to pick it up.
Go grab them all.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. It's kind of like the homeless pimps I found out about for my cop friends. The people begging on the side of the road are placed there by pimps, like money pimps, begging pimps. And
what?
Then, yeah, oh, yeah. And then they come collect from them. So you think you're giving to that veteran on the side of the road. And there's one dude that comes and gets like a cut of all of it.
So it's
and
like takes over 80% of them.
Yeah, they're all homeless pimps.
Higher.
They get pimped out.
It's like the mob giving you protection on your corner.
Exactly.
There.
And they don't know. Well, some of them are so goofed up they don't know what money is. So they're just like, just ask for money. And at the end of the day, I'm going to come take your jar and give you a sandwich or something. That works out. So the world's all gone crazy. Thanks for all of it. Indians, I'm coming to you. Probably Thursday afternoon, I'll be over there. I'll slide $100 in haywire. Make good for all that genocide I wasn't even a part of. Tip my cap, say sorry about that. You Guardians have a nice day, and then I'll leave and go eat another potbelly sub, maybe some pickles. Ah, that's fantastic. The plan is in place. Last night up there at CB Live for the end of Playdio was a nice night, a good night. Everybody that we had in our final five came, performed, did their thing. It was
no fights.
No fighting, no screaming, no yelling, a lot of drinking, a lot of fun. Good time, thanks to CB Live and all the bands who were up there. We're going to announce our winner for Playdio in a couple hours after we kind of deliberate here amongst each other. Everybody's asking me last night as I'm leaving, who'd you guys pick? I'm like, you know what? I haven't even talked to the guys. I talked to a few people I trust in the audience. There's a couple people there that have been in music for a long time. I'm like, what'd you think? They gave me their answer. It kind of jibed with the way I was thinking. Most part, it was a universal answer. It may be surprising. So we'll find out what you guys think and what everybody else will do our tally. And we'll figure out who wins Playdio this year.
We couldn't get together and talk about it because Brady had his track shoes on and was out the door.
Yeah.
That final note hit and he was
gone. Brady has
gone. Goodbye.
You've never seen Brady in a late night event before since you've joined the show. And he starts looking at his watch about 8:30 and starts making jokes about it. But I know it's really bothering him. And then 9:30 comes around and you start seeing the beady eyes. And then if 10's close and we got right up on 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
He has jetpack shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And the second I say, all right, folks, thanks for coming out. Have a great Thanksgiving. You look around, he's gone.
The Lincoln there's is out the
there's
parking
There's a ricochet
lot.
Sound effect.
There is, yeah. And he manages.
I'm surprised you saw me leave.
Nobody did see you
leave. No, nobody did.
No one saw you leave. Okay. We all talked about it. It's like, I don't know how he did
then
it.
Then I did it right.
Yeah,
you did.
And you don't even say, like, people are like, hey, love the show. Okay, he's gone. Like, I at least try to, hey, thanks for coming. Thanks for, you know, nice to a couple people. Say goodbye to the, And I understand it. Because he's got to drive all the way back to Gilbert. You didn't get to bed till 10:30.
Close to 11.
I don't know how you're alive. I don't know how you did it. Because 8:30 is his bedtime. That's brutal. So, congratulations. Yeah, it was fun. Good night all the way around. The beers were everywhere. We had fun. We're picking a winner today. They got to write our theme song. They get $2,000, I think, because we're giving them all the money this year. No second place. And then, of course, the time at Larry Elia's Mind's Eye Studio, we're giving you guys a chance to record some stuff, re-record some of the things you've got, record our theme song for us that you write and all that. Is that what we're doing? First place only?
1,500, is it?
Only. Yeah, it's only 15.
1,500.
All right.
Yeah. You've got
I thought we did
two.
I thought we had 15 and 5.
Yeah, it was funny to see Mark
budgets have shrunk.
Oh, we shrunk them for COVID and gas. Okay, gas prices drop. Our budget's down 15. So the winner still gets 1,500. We just eliminated second place.
Correct.
I'm fine with that.
Correct.
The elimination of second place, because I tell this to Mo all the time when she's excited about 6th or 10th. We broke the top 10. I'm like, elimination starts at second place. Everybody in second is a loser. Anything below that is second place to second place. Blah.
If your contract says, hey, shoot for 7th.
Yeah. If your contract says shoot for 7th, enjoy your 18 months of employment. Because they don't have much faith in you, and 7th is your high bar?
That's a high bar.
No. Second place is first loser, and everybody after that shouldn't have even been playing.
That means that's the bar they think they don't have to pay you at.
Right. That's it. They're giving you the 15,500 thing is a perfect example. When I thought we were eliminating second place, and we're going to move that money to first. They just eliminated the second place money. All right. $1,500 in time at Larry's Mind's Eye. It's good. We'll get it all together, and that'll be fun. So enjoyable. Other than that, it's just Thanksgiving from here on out. I can't believe it's here already. I can't believe that I'm seeing Christmas lights on my drive home last night, pretty all over the place.
Yeah. Well, you have yours up, right?
Mine came up last week. I didn't do it on purpose.
You didn't turn them on yet, though, or have you?
They popped on, and I'm like, I'll do it. It's Thanksgiving. We can do it. It's a little early for my liking. Normally, day after or the week after Thanksgiving's good. And don't forget, like, as bad as Play-Doh was day one and as okay as it was day two, and we take a sigh, we're a week away from the day that we'll live in comedic infamy. Next Friday, not this one, because there isn't one, but next Friday, comedians who want to open up for the happy endings will stand in this room and have 1 minute to impress us.
Ooh.
And we'll go through this all over again. It's Play-Doh for comedians.
Is this easier?
Oh, it's arrows to the heart sometimes.
Oh, no. You're doing that?
Oh, we're doing that.
We've been telling people we aren't doing that.
Who you been telling that to?
People that have been asking.
Who's we?
We got emails, yeah.
Mark Rand. Who told you this?
Well, nobody said that we were doing it.
I'm saying it. When
now
do we not?
Saying
nobody
it.
Asked
it's
me.
Wrong.
Who's in goddamn charge of this thing? What the hell are you guys making decisions for? How come nobody talked to me?
I didn't make a decision.
No, shut your mouth then. Then you shut your mouth. We're doing it. Now we're going to do two of them. Now we're doing 2 or 3 days worth.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have 10 openers. Don't make those decisions and say, oh, well, we decided. Who's we? I decided different. Guess what? Your we doesn't matter.
Because Randall said it, right?
I think so, yeah.
Good
yeah,
for Randall. What so what? You know, hey, Randall could say we're going to the moon, too. It's not going to happen if I say it isn't. Nope. We're doing it next Friday. It's happening.
Yes.
Thank you, Brady. We. Ain't no we unless these are me. Shoot. Derek Zellner up in this bitch. Anyway, I don't know who told you that. You and Mark having secret meetings about this thing?
No. Everybody was talking about it, and because it's normally on December 7th or after, and since our show is before that, I think 3rd. Everybody said, I don't think we have time for it.
Not everybody. Not everybody. Everybody just told you. Doesn't matter what you guys were talking about. We're doing it next Friday. Comedic infamy.
Hold on. Next Friday?
Yeah, it's the day of the show.
Okay.
It's always the day of the show.
Just making sure.
Friday morning. This guy. Produce. Put it out on Facebook. Do whatever it is you people do. Make it happen. All those local comedians. I've been telling everybody. It's a go. Probably have 20 comedians.
Swithbird is excited
Swithbird.
About it.
My buddy Max, I think. That Evers guy, Kid Evers. He's telling all his friends, we got this. It's next Friday. You guys have been putting a wet blanket on that for a while now, haven't you?
No, not just.
Is it good?
No.
I never. Oh, God.
No, Brad.
I'm not on Play-Doh.
It's terrible. That makes it even better. Makes it even better.
Nope. Brett, you're going to be
fun
great
to watch.
Because you're not going to be able to hide your expressions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's tough. Normally we have Gilroy host it, but I don't know if I want to do that again. Because the world's worst comedian is. He's a terrible host. But we'll
wait
see.
A minute.
I think he hosts it?
Right here. We have a box, and they stand on the box, and there's a light. Yeah, and Gilroy comes down and tries to do.
I think he gave up.
He's not funny.
trust me, that's not one of the parameters any of these guys is really living on. Two or three dudes will come out of this and blow it up. And that's all we're looking
for. Caliendo's used to one of the guys a couple of times.
Caliendo still uses one of the guys as an opener. Well, he outsourced our whole damn show. It was an Indian guy. And Frank gave like 10 minutes of his time to him on the stage. And I'm like, I think Frank, and we paid him to be here, just outsourced his job to another comedian right on stage. It's this guy's doing Indian jokes up there. I'm like, hold on a tick. When did the guy I call at Discover Card get a gig doing comedy when Frank's supposed to be on stage? Just because you're standing next to him.
Is Frank going to come in like he did 2 years
ago? No, Frank's out of town.
Oh.
So it stinks. Frank usually comes out and does a little something with us, but I think he's...
It's raining corporate gigs.
He's got some corporate money hitting. He's like... He told me, he goes, I'll be there, but if I get another job that pays, I'm like, I understand. And then like a couple days later, he goes, no, I can't. I'm going to like, he's going to like Gretna Green. I don't know where he's going, some silly tiny town. I give him like $100,000 to do an hour for
the union,
for some enema manufacturer. He'll do it for anybody. I'm getting all that NFL money. I'm like, what are you working with? Well, Pfizer's got a new enema and there's like 600 doctors that are. I'm like, okay, you can do that. You and Fauci. So it'll be good next Friday. So get on that. Go call Mark Randall right now and tell him, oh, we screwed up.
No.
We didn't tell
John. We'll just do it. He'll have to come along.
That's right. And then add 5 minutes.
I got Retro League.
Oh, no. He's mad because, well, he'll be upset because he schedules the comedians. Like he's
set times.
And I'm like, you think that isn't going to change
What, at stage all? Manager or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, he stage manages the thing like 3 weeks in advance. He walks around this thing.
So where's the confetti?
We're going to give Lovitz. We're going to give Lovitz an hour. I'm like, we give Lovitz whatever he wants. If he wants to drag on, he can go. He's the last one. All right, so Colin King gets 8 minutes. I'm like, nope. He's a headlining comedian. He gets more than 8 minutes. What are we going to do with the intermission? I'm like, Mark, 25, 40 hour. We're done. All right, the intermission has to be, though, because I'm like, nope. You put it wherever you want. But I don't care. This is where it's going to go. And it might run long. God forbid. Might be short. We might run late. Jay Moore went on for almost 2 hours. People were like yelling at him to stop.
And Mark's intermission idea is so we can sell the beer. We've been out of the beer the last three times.
The beer goes out. We run out of beer before the show starts. We need to sell more beer. I'm like, Jesus Christ. We sell out of beer every year we do this thing.
You can hang on fire when truck's coming in.
No, it's not. And when they tell you that, that's a lie.
Another ship.
They asked me to do that. Like, go out on stage and make an announcement. We're bringing in some more. I'm like, no, because that's a lie. And it will be here for the next show. They're not going to have that stuff here by then. It's not happening.
Well, just go give them that.
No. It's a comedy show. I'm not doing school and saying, today for lunch, we've got, no. Tots and pizza for the kids. If you've got a five-hole punch, you get a free pie today. Do announcements.
Also, could you promote the show that's coming up here with Mastodon? No,
I'm not doing that either.
Why? Because we have a whole radio station for that. This night is not about.
A lot of these people aren't going to go to Mastodon.
And it doesn't matter. They're here for this. Let's just celebrate this.
And tomorrow night, come on out for Exile.
Yeah. Go watch Exile. Moe. Moe will light up another Christmas tree on the 5th, if
that's
you guys want
happen
that.
Every it's day. Happen. It's going to be Moe's 25 days of lighting Christmas trees.
Miserable. Miserable. Anyway, now I'm all fired up. I wasn't even going to think today. Now I got to work. I got to make calls. I got to arrange extra things to ruin days. God damn it. It was all moving so smooth, and now I got to add extra stuff to just make people who didn't talk to me do more superfluous work. Jesus. Now I want videos. I got to put Mark to work on some video ideas I've got. We're going to do that all next week for the comedian thing. I'm just going to put it up all over the internet, and I'm going to promote the hell out of this now that he thinks it isn't happening. And
he's
too.
He's dragging you somewhere for a video, isn't he?
Yeah, we got to do some stuff. I'm going to add to that. Well, we were talking then. I wasn't going to do that. Who's we? Oh, jackasses. Anyway, now I have to work. Brett, you see my life?
It's brutal.
These people. Thank you. Thank you for understanding. I just want my Potbelly sub and my game, my JFK videos. That's it.
Hey, just be glad you're not at my house, all right?
I am thrilled I'm not at that place. Are you doing anything good for Thanksgiving? You got family?
Just small family.
How much?
I think there's 8 of us.
Oh, it's too many.
I'm jealous.
It's too many by 7. Yeah,
Brett's jealous.
Brett's totally jealous. Brett's got like Oliver Twist coming to us.
Oh,
house.
Man.
More, sir.
Yes.
More porridge for you. Who are you who wants more?
Here's your pot of gruel.
Are they orphans from her bar?
No, just friends and stuff like that.
It's not like the dude who she knows at the bar has no family.
No.
The bar
not
back.
Like Norm.
Yeah. Dude, no. Yeah, Shaky Hands is coming by for Turkey Day.
I just put a little gin in this hand, and it'll cure this whole Michael J. Fox problem.
You'll know. There'll be 3 or 4 bicycles out there.
Right. The DUI guys. The DUI guys rolling in for Turkey Day.
Hey, Brett, have a little more noggin. This nervous glass over here won't stop moving in my hand.
The 50-year-old on the 20-inch Diamondback.
Yeah, I lost my son in the divorce.
That never happens. Well, it does when you drink him, but he gave me this bike.
Been bartending 27 years.
He's popping wheelies out there.
I got 7 DUIs, so I have to bike over to Medea's house for Turkey Day.
And Brady, I think it's real cute of you. Earlier you said that you were thinking about doing Thanksgiving solo. That would never happen.
No,
with you.
You're
your
going
to your head would explode.
You're going to wander off to somebody's house Thursday night.
You well, what yourself. I meant solo is just our family.
I know, but you are going to drag Kirby over to somebody's house.
You'll be knocking on doors.
Absolutely. You can't help yourself. You cannot help yourself. You'll smell. You're that cartoon dog that smells the pie on the windowsill. You're going to float over to a house. It's going to smell too good in all the houses. And you're just like,
wonder what laser's up to. Yeah, I might as well rappy tap tap on that.
Maybe,
door.
Maybe. You're going over to you. Maybe. Stop it. Don't act like you have that ability. You're going to other people. You're going to 3 turkey dinners.
Minimum, no way.
Including your own, there'll be 3 dinners.
I don't know. I don't know.
I do. I'm positive.
Why do you try and
why do you try to do it? Just be you.
Damn right I'm going to 3 turkey dinners. If I'm lucky, 4. I'm going to throw up like a UCLA freshman, and then I'm going to go back for a little more. Game night?
You're doing it. Let's get a wake-up song for this half-assed holiday workday. For all of us sucks that have to be here on a day that we're supposed to work, but everybody leaves. We have nobody coming in this building today. It's brutal. Just essentials, I guess. Give it to us good and strong. We'll scream it together. It's 585-9800. Wake us up. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
98. Station identification.
KUPD. Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.